You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area. We are joined for this segment by local journalist and arts blogger Jen McKee, whose site is a2artsaddictwordpress.com. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And adding to the conversation and information is the artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, Janice Blix. Hi, Janice.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
The Michigan Shakespeare Festival is the official Shakespeare Festival of the state of Michigan.
Yes, we are, in fact, the official Shakespeare Festival. Back in 2003, we had been inviting legislators and the governor to come see our shows for many, many years. And we approached them and said, hey, here's the thing. This is what we do. This is who we are. And they said, great, you're official. And we've got paperwork to prove it.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about the Michigan Shakespeare Festival.
Well, the festival's 23 years old, but at this point, we've grown up a great deal. We are a completely professional company. We are organized under a LORT contract, which is a League of Regional Theaters. And so it's a fully professional company of artists, actors, designers, and everybody who puts up these shows. We put up three shows in rep every summer, and half of our run is in Jackson, Michigan, which we have just shut down, and the other half is in Canton, which starts up this Friday night and will run for the next 3 weeks.
So this season, you have three plays. You have Julius Caesar, you have Taming of the Shrew, and you have The Seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, because it's a particularly special production with a lot of personal investment, why don't you tell us about Taming of the Shrew?
Well, Taming the Shrew is what we call our flagship show. It's our biggest show of the year, and it's the one that opens first all the time, and it's the one that people know the best. It's the Taming the Shrew. This year's production is actually kind of a remount in many ways of a production that was done 20 years ago when I was first hired as an actor at the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. I was hired to play Kate in the Taming of the Shrew, and there I met a guy named David Blixt, who I would subsequently marry and have two kids with, and and all of that. And now we have basically put, in many ways, that show up again. We've got the same director back, John Neville Andrews, and I am playing Kate, and my husband is playing Petruchio. And so far, it's been bringing down houses. It's been a blast, absolutely.
And John Neville Andrews was the artistic director back
then. He was the original and first named artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. He resigned, well, not, he retired. He retired in 2009, and I was hired in 2010.
I hear they're calling it the hilarious and romantic performance of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew.
Boy, is it ever. It is
hilariously
funny, exactly, and that the romance, just it's just dripping with romance.
Has he tamed you yet?
Oh, no, we don't. We don't go for that.
No.
That doesn't work for us.
Well, Julius Caesar is obviously a play that's gotten a lot of attention since public theater in New York staged a production of it with Caesar being depicted as Donald Trump. I understand you've gotten a reaction before you even started staging this show, even though you're not taking that approach.
You're right. We have. It's a lot of trolling. It's a lot of trolling on our Facebook and on our Twitter page and things like that. Some people are angry that we're not doing that because they think we're cowards. And some people
Go back and explain that so people listening know what we're talking about.
So a production went up in New York at the very famous Shakespeare in the Park, and they did Julius Caesar, but they depicted Julius Caesar basically as Donald Trump, down to the wig and down to Calpurnia having a very Slavic accent. And so a lot of people got very angry at seeing Donald Trump stabbed to death by the conspirators. And so then it became kind of a right-wing, alt-right rallying cry, and people would rush the stage and try and prevent it and protest it. It just became a huge brouhaha. So even though people have known for over a year we're doing Julius Caesar, all of a sudden people are saying, are you doing it because of this? No, no, we're not. The thing about Julius Caesar is it is a depiction of a specific event in history. 44 BC, Julius Caesar was assassinated because a bunch of the senators felt he was becoming too strong of a presence, too much of a despot, and that he was going to take over Rome. And so in order to preserve Rome, they murder him, which leads to a complete civil war and breakdown in Rome. So, you know, violence is never the answer. But there's a line in the show about how many times will this be reenacted in places yet unknown and in states yet to be determined, that kind of thing. And so our production very much deals with the fact that, yes, this was a specific point in history, but the overthrowing of governments is something humans do all the time. So, boy, did that make it sound boring. It's a really awesome show.
It's the Michigan Shakespeare Festival show
right.
of Tragedy of Julius Caesar.
Yes.
No Donald Trump
Donald Trump references. Lots of good intrigue, lots of political thrillerness, lots of good stuff.
And where and when can we see that?
You can see that at the Village Theater of Cherry Hill, which is in Canton. And we will be starting this Friday. We will run for the next 3 weeks. If you go to our webpage, www.michiganshakespearefestival.com, there are calendars that show you which shows are being performed at which times, and you can get your tickets there.
And Taming of the Shrew, when and where can we see it?
Taming the Shrew actually opens this Friday night. It's our first one.
So you got a lot going on.
We got a lot going on.
Well, and they have their own adaptation of The Seagull, of Chekhov's The Seagull, as the
brand
third show.
Brand new world premiere translation.
So, yes, there's lots of good options this year.
So it's been a good season now for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival.
It has so far, absolutely. Audiences have been loving it. Our reviews have been great. And now that we're opening in Canton, I really hope that everyone around here is going to come out and see us.
Janice Blix, the artistic director for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, also starring in Taming of the Shrew. Can you do a line for us?
Well, my favorite one, and the one we're putting on all of the swag, is, "If I be waspish, best beware my sting."
Well, thank you so much, Janice, for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul. Still talking to Jen McKee here. Lots going on around town. Fill us in.
Yeah. Coming up soon is Lyle Lovett and his large band, who's one of my favorite performers to see. I've seen him live like 8 times or something. He's coming to the Michigan Theater on August 4th. And also, there is the 11th annual Nash Bash, which is something that's kind of...
Let's clarify that. Nash Bash.
Nash
it's
Bash,
it's a musical
yes.
event.
Yes,
right?
they certainly had Hash Bash
right.
in mind when they made this little rhyming name, I think, as just kind of to be jokey about it. But it's a night of free music at the Farmers Market area in Ann Arbor. They've got a pretty good lineup. They've got some local acts as well as someone from Nashville, the headliner, Becky Warren. So if you want to check that out, that's August 17th.
Becky Warren, Whit Hill, and the Postcards, and a group whose name I just want to say because it sounds fun, the Whiskey Charmers. And then, again, when is that all happening? When and where?
That is August 17th, which is a Thursday, from 5 to 9:30 at Carytown, basically, in Ann Arbor.
I know they've been working on it, the Ypsilanti Heritage Festival happening again.
Yep. Ypsilanti Heritage Festival is coming up August 25th through 27th at Riverside Park.
Speaking of music, there's a Bluegrass Festival coming up.
The 18th annual Milan Bluegrass Festival, which is a huge event, very popular, and that's happening August 3rd through 5th at the KC Campground in Milan.
And there's some theater, some musical theater, one of
yes,
my favorites.
A new production of 9 to 5, the musical, which was just adapted for the stage as a musical a couple years ago. And actually, one of the ensemble members in that Broadway production was Dan Cooney, one of the co-founders of Encore Theater. So they're putting on their own production of it now. It's probably the first time locals have gotten the chance to kind of check out the stage adaptation. And that's running August 3rd through 27th.
9 to 5, like the song we're all familiar with?
Yep. Like the Dolly Parton song. So that's happening in Dexter.
All right, everybody, sing along. Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul. And again, thank you to our special guest, Janice Blix, the artistic director for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. It'll go to our website, WEMU.org. We'll have all the links and information on all the shows. And Jen McKee, you can find her information and her reviews at a2artsaddictwordpress.com. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.